ಪೂರ ಗೌರಂ ಕರುಣಾವತಾರಂ ಸಂಸಾರ ಸಾರಂ ಭುಜಗೇಂದ್ರಹಾರಂ ಸದಾ ವಸಂತಂ ಹೃದಯಾರವಿಂದೇ ಭವಂ ಭವಾನಿ ಸಹಿತಂ ನಮಾಮಿ.
The five Pandava brothers, pious and righteous men, were cheated of their kingdom and sent into 13 years exile by the malicious Duryodhan, king of the Kauravas. Rather than to restore their kingdom at the end of the 13 years exile as agreed upon, Duryodhan sought to raise an army and annihilate the Pandavas.
After the Pandavas lost their kingdom at a game of dice, they lived in the Kamyaka forest. One day, Yudhishthira had asked Arjuna to go to the gods to get the divine weapons. So, Arjuna leaves his brothers and Panchali, yielding to his brother's word.
Thus, Arjuna entered the Himalayan forest. He thought that if he could first please Lord Shiva, the greatest of the demigods, and obtain from him the awesome Pashupati weapon, the other gods would follow Shiva's lead. Arjuna dwelled on a Himalayan peak. He saw blossoming trees there, which resounded with the sweet songs of birds, and streams full of whirlpools, populated by ducks and geese, ringing with the cries of cranes, the calls of the cuckoos and peacocks. Delighting in this beautiful spot, the peerless bowman and warrior Arjuna devoted himself to awesome austerities. He passed 1 month eating fruit every fourth night. A second month he ate every eighth night. A third month only once a fortnight, subsisting on dead leaves that had fallen on the ground. When the fourth month came, the strong-armed Zion of Pandu lived on wind alone, with arms raised, standing on one foot. And because of his determination, this great-spirited hero of boundless might took on the sheen of lightning and lotus. It happened that a huge boar quickly appeared from the dark and rushed upon Arjuna with the intention of killing him. Arjuna addressed the boar.
O boar, since you seek to kill me who have come here innocently, I shall take up my powerful Gandiva bow and kill you with my arrows that are like poisonous snakes.
No sooner had Arjuna strung his bow and taken aim than he was challenged by a mountain man who appeared on the scene.
Do not shoot yonder boar, for I was the first to have him in my sights. He is mine.
Who are you that are wandering in this empty forest? How did you come upon me at just this moment? Why did you shoot this beast, which was mine? I was the first to hit him, so make yourself scarce.
I had taken aim first, so it was mine, and it was my arrow that killed it. Do not be proud of your strength, for it was mine that brought down the beast. If you do not leave this field at once, I shall humble you with my arrows.
Who is this man who devours all my arrows?
Arjuna, I am pleased with your gallantry and endurance. I give you divine eyes to see my real form.
Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya.
Lord of all creatures, forgive my offense. I have come to this great mountain seeking none other than you. I beseech you, Lord, who are honored by all creatures, please do not be offended by my wanton violence.
Take back your quiver and Gandiva bow and be restored to health. I can understand how Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has chosen you and none other for an intimate friend. I also desire your friendship. Ask me any boon.
If it pleases you, O Lord, who rides the bull named Nandi, teach me how to wield your supreme weapon, the Pasupati, that I may defeat Duryodhan and the Kauravas in battle.
Lord Shiva then happily instructed Arjuna on the use of the Pasupati weapon, which knowledge was unknown even by the other gods. Shiva told Arjuna to never let it loose on any man impulsively, for if it hits a man of insufficient power, it might burn down the whole world. There is no one within all the worlds who cannot be destroyed by the Pasupati, and it can be launched with a thought, a word, a glance, or a bow. Then the Pasupati missile, which was death personified, waited on Arjuna, and he accepted it happily. When the weapon stood by the side of Arjuna, the entire earth trembled. Drums and conch shells sounded by the thousands. Flower petals showered from the sky, and the entire earth shifted on its axis.
Now proceed on your quest to obtain weapons from Indra, Kuvera, Yama, and Varuna. Following my lead, none will refuse. Have no fear. You will defeat your enemies and achieve success.
Having thusly fulfilled the desire of Arjuna, the great Lord Shiva disappeared before his eyes, as the sun sets before the eyes of the world.
Sada Shivaya, Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha.
After receiving the Pasupatastra, other gods, including Varuna, Yama, and Kubera, came one after the other and gave him divine weapons. During the Kurukshetra war, Arjuna used these weapons and defeated the Kauravas.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna Hare Hare.